Hello, listeners, my lovely, lovely listeners. This is Level Up with Danny. I'm your host, Danny Stockham. Today is Thursday, March 5th. It's so funny. Today I came in the studio and I was going through my bag and getting my stuff out. And I realized that when I first started here, I brought so much stuff with me. I had notes. I had research notes. I had my script that had, you know, the breaks and time for my radio business. And then I usually brought a book so I could do a reading. And I had my phone and like a phone stand and my mints and my water and my pen and my glasses. And now I come in, everything's on my phone. I take out my glasses, my mints and my water and my pen. But really, without my phone, there's no show. So I'm traveling light these days. Last show that I did, I switched it up a little bit and I did all of the radio business at the top of the show. So I think I'm going to do that again because my timing is always a little scattered. So I hate running out of time and not being able to cover everything I want to talk about. So there's a flyer here in the studio. It's called A Call for Care, a fundraiser for immigrant rights. It's on Sunday, March 8th from 3 to 7 p.m. at the Altamont, 3703 Main Street in Occidental. It's going to be Vital Immigrant Defense Advocacy and Services. Join us for an afternoon of solidarity, care, and collective action in support of VDOS, which is Vital Immigrant Defense Advocacy and Services, and immigrant families across Sonoma County. There'll be a silent auction, a raffle, food and drink, an art salon, music, and poetry. And it says, a call for care. We choose to stand together. I love this radio station. I'm going to do my Cows KOWS program promotional announcement, and this is for Tommy's Holiday Camp. Every Friday on KOWS from 7 to 9 p.m. on Tommy's Holiday Camp, expect something different with your host, Arnaldo. It could be interviews on issues local, national, and global, or live in-studio music, storytelling, and poetry. Recorded music played has a mostly eclectic British bent, wherein are celebrated the birthdays of notables and events throughout history. Check out past interviews and shows at tommysholidaycamp.com. So it's Tommy's Holiday Camp on Friday from 7 to 9 p.m., hosted by Arnaldo. I wonder why it's called Tommy's Holiday Camp. Interesting. Here's a PSA for Redwood Empire Food Bank, and I've talked many times about how this is my donation preference, and I donate to Redwood Empire Food Bank every single week. Were you aware that one in every six people in Sonoma County is in need of food assistance? The Redwood Empire Food Bank remains committed to providing food for hungry children, adults, and seniors throughout the year. There are many ways you can make a difference. For every dollar you donate, the Redwood Empire Food Bank can provide two meals for our neighbors in need. For more information, please visit refb.org or call 707-523-7900 today. Please, if you're looking for a charity, the Redwood Empire Food Bank is a great one. My next thing is a current event. And I'm just switching the pages over so that everybody gets a fair shot at having their promotional announcement read. The current event is March 15th. It is Occidental Community Center for the Arts. On Sunday, March 15th at 7 p.m., the OCA presents an evening of seven live stories told in 7 minutes or less. Hilarious or sublime, poignant and personal tales told through the ancient oral tradition of storytelling. This evening will be sure to move, delight, and intrigue you. March's theme is Furthering. That's F-U-R-T-H-E-R-I-N-G, furthering. This is an ongoing workshop event for mature audiences, not intended for children. Interested storytellers will have a chance to throw their name in the hat to present their story. You can find out more by visiting OccidentalCenterForTheArts.org. The Occidental Center for the Arts is celebrating its 20th year in 2026. Support local arts in your community. I love this event. I keep saying I'm going to go. And you never know. One day, I just might show up. My problem would be getting me to shut up after 7 minutes. But we can talk about that later. Okay, here's going to be my two, underwriters that underwrite our shows. And we'll get started with that right now.
Programming on Cows is made possible through underwriters like Occidental dentist Andre Shevchuk. Dr. Shevchuk offers a full range of dental care. His offices are located in Occidental at 4066 Bohemian Highway, and you can reach his office by calling 707-874-2447.
Cows Radio thanks Cloverdale Connect for their support. Cloverdale Connect delivers their free paper every month to homes, businesses, and post office boxes in the greater Cloverdale area. They are also available online at cloverdaleconnect.com.
Cows Radio thanks Community Market of Sebastopol for their ongoing support. Community Market is a worker-run natural food store providing our community with organic food products since 1975. Located at the Barlow, 6762 Sebastopol Avenue in Sebastopol, you can reach them by phone at 707-407-4020.
Cows thanks North Coast Solar for their ongoing support. They have been supplying residential and commercial businesses with solar power since 1984. Their website, ncsr.com, contains information about how to improve energy reliability. They can be reached at 707-575-3999. North Coast Solar is proud to sponsor Uncle Charlie's Jukebox here on Cows every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Pacific.
Okay, I've done all of my radio business. I just realized a flaw in my plan of coming here unencumbered. I have no paper to like jot down things on. So that's kind of a bummer. But it's okay. I'll wing it. So I wrote my entire notes for my show in the notes section of my phone, which everybody knows is my lifeline. I write everything in my notes. Thoughts, things I want to look up, places I want to visit, music I want to listen to, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Today's show is all about sleep. So the reason I came up with this idea is because sleep is so vital. It's a really important part of our wellness. And the more I live and talk to people, the more I realize that sleep is something that people struggle with. And there's just so much about sleep being written and, you know, on social media and all these different techniques. So I want to talk a little bit about that. The first thing I have about sleep is sleep tracking. So I have an Oura Ring, and it tracks your sleep. And when I first started wearing the ring, I think my sleep was pretty good. Like, it didn't stress me out. Although my sleep has really never been great because I like to stay up late at night. Like, I can stay up till midnight or midnight 30, no problem. And wake up at like 7 and start my day. But since I started my wellness journey and I'm not drinking alcohol and I'm going to the gym and blah, 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 doing all these things, these classes and different things that I do, walking. My mornings aren't leisurely. So I try to get better sleep so that I can be ready to face my day when I have to go to the gym at 9 or walk with my friend at 8:30 or whatever it is. So I have an alarm that I set for 6:30 every morning. But my sleep tracking, according to my Oura Ring, is a below average. I have great oxygenation because I tape my mouth shut. My HRV is painfully low. Not really sure about that yet. That is something I need to do a lot more research on, but it's heart rate variability. And my regular heart rate is usually, you know, pretty steady through the night. But I don't get a lot of REM sleep. I don't get a lot of deep sleep. My sleep is, I don't know, it's light. So a lot of times I am tired. And I've just been noticing that I yawn all the time. And yawning, of course, I'm like, do I have a problem? Is there some sickness associated with excessive yawning? Because I've been yawning a lot and yawning when I drive. And you know, when you yawn, you can't really keep your eyes open. It's like you can't keep your eyes open when you sneeze either. So if you're sneezing and yawning and driving, like you could get in a car accident. So I got to work on my sleep. Maybe I should stop looking at the tracking and just live my best life. But I can't do that because now I need to know everything about my sleep. So the Oura Ring tracking is how I do that. Now, there's something about sleep. Like you need to really schedule your sleep. And I know so many people that are like, I go to bed at 8:30, I get up at 5:30, and that's my life. So like if there's an event that goes past 8:30 on a Monday through Friday when I have to go to work, we have an issue. I'm probably not going. And this kind of schedule adherence is a foreign concept to me. But it's also appealing because, gosh, I wish I was that regimented. I got to take a sip of water. But I did write that down, you know, scheduling your sleep. I mean, we do that for our kids. It's like when they're in elementary school or before, it's like your bedtime's at 7:30 and then they get to go up to 8 o'clock and then 8:30. And by the time they're in high school, we're like beating on their doors. Go to bed. Go to bed. You got to get some sleep. I remember when my daughters were in high school, my one daughter had this friend who was like a brilliant student, like over 4.0. But that girl was up till like 1 o'clock in the morning doing her homework. And I would always say, like when she would spend the night and stuff, do you have too much homework or do you have poor time management? There's no way you're sharp at 1 o'clock in the morning, even for studying for tests and stuff like that. Like I could never get behind that. I would do my homework at night, like after dinner. So whatever, let's say I did my homework from 7 to 8:30 or 9 o'clock. I can't even really remember watching TV, but I'm sure I watched TV a little bit and then go to bed and wake up in the morning and review my notes like for a test. I would never study into the night. You're just not going to retain that. But she used to do that. It used to make me really concerned for her sleep. Speaking of concern for people's sleep, when I had my first daughter, I got the book called Baby Wise, which is a book that helps new mothers get their kids on a sleep schedule. The thing with this book is you can't deter from the schedule. You can't free will it. Like you just, if you decided that nap time was at 11 and 2, then if you were at a picnic and it's 11 o'clock, you got to have the blanket and the kids going down for the nap. If you were at a function and 2 o'clock comes rolling around, sorry, nap time for little Johnny. So I did get the book and I did read it. And I did have these aspirations that I was going to baby wise my child. But as it turned out, my firstborn was like, we called her the snacker and the catnapper. She would literally take an ounce or two of formula or breast milk in the early days when I was pumping. She would spit up, vomit, and then she would fall asleep for like a little cat nap. And then she'd wake up and take a few more ounces, vomit, take a cat nap. So we were making a joke, oh, you know, she can't be on a sleep schedule. She's a snacker and a cat napper. Turns out she was having seizures, which is why she was vomiting and not able to rest. So that was my grace, and that's how we found out that there was something wrong with her. Well, it's one of the things that played into us finding out that there was something wrong with her. But she's seizure-free now, so bravo. And that girl loves to sleep, which I'll talk about that in a little bit when I get to my teenager topic. A lot of people do the sleep study. The reason most people do the sleep study is to see if they have sleep apnea, which is the when you stop breathing in your sleep. There's this girl I follow on TikTok, and she is pregnant, and she went in for a sleep study and found out that she stops breathing 17 times an hour, especially when she's in REM sleep. And she was like, what? Like, how can that be? And I don't know how that can be, but there's a lot of things that happen when you have sleep apnea. You know, you tend to be really sleepy in the day because you're not getting good REM sleep. You tend to hold on to your weight. So a lot of people with sleep apnea have some weight issues. You tend to be real snory, you know, loud snorers, and a lot of like gasping for air. So these sleep studies, which are in a controlled environment, you go in, you actually sleep. I just don't know if I could do that. I'd be like, are you people watching me sleep? And they are, but it's weird. But I have a lot of sleep issues. There was a lot of shame growing up about sleep. We were not allowed to sleep in. Like, that was for lazy, unproductive humans. So if we slept in, it was like the bedroom door was flung open and like sheets and blankets pulled off the bed. It's like, get up, we got to clean the house. You know, get up, you have chores to do. Get up, you have a bus to catch. It was very restrictive. Sleep was like it was like a carrot that was dangled. If we did this, this, and this, and this, then we could, you know, get sleep. When we were younger, we liked to chat. There's four girls, and we would, like, share, like, one bedroom. So we'd be, like, chatting away. And then our parents would scream upstairs, go to sleep, stop talking. And if we didn't stop talking, then we would be called downstairs, and we would get our punishment. We used to have to stand on kitchen chairs in the middle of the kitchen, stand there for hours. Because if we're so chatty upstairs and we're not tired, then we should be able to stand on chairs. Yeah, it's abusive. I get it. Also, for talking at night, we'd get sent down to the basement, which was a scary, spooky, cellary basement. Not celery like celery the vegetable, but like a cellar. You know, it was scary. Dirt floor. It was gross. But we'd have to like go down there, and it was dark and scary. And we'd be like, we promise we'll go to sleep. Let us out of the basement. I know. It's terrible. So there was like some shame around sleeping in. Like, you don't deserve to sleep in. I don't know how to explain it, but it comes up later in the conversation too. I talked a little bit about bedtimes, and I don't know, do grownups have bedtimes? I mean, I guess they're self-imposed, but, you know. There was also a concept in my home, my current home with my husband and when my two daughters were home, that, like, you're wasting time by sleeping, which I guess is kind of a mirror of how I grew up, although we don't rip the covers off and scream at him. I mean, I do, but he doesn't. But, yeah, like, why are you sleeping so much? Like, get up. There's nothing to be so tired about. You got to start your day. If you get up, if you don't wake up until 10 o'clock, you know, your day's half over. Well, it's half over if you're a whack job and you got up at 5. But if you're a normal person and you usually get up at 8, you've only wasted 2 hours. But I find myself measuring that, like, am I wasting time sleeping? This sounds really dysfunctional. Hi, I'm Danny. I'm dysfunctional. So yeah, that concept of you're just wasting time by sleeping. Also, this concept of like a sleep deficit, that's one thing that the Oura Ring does. It tells you what your sleep deficit is. Like my current sleep deficit, I kid you not, is 3 hours and 50 minutes. So if I sleep in on Saturday morning, I'm just catching up, okay? I'm just trying to get rid of the deficit. But lack of sleep is something that's, you know, maybe cause for concern, because if you're not well rested, you know, your reaction times are slower, like you shouldn't maybe be driving, or, you know, if you're falling asleep behind the wheel, which I think is a cause of a lot of accidents, you know, you're not paying attention like you should be. And again, your reaction times. So the cumulative effect of lack of sleep could be very detrimental. We also use sleep as recovery, like when you're sick or you've had surgery or a deep sadness, you're grieving. Sleep can be something that helps you recover. Never to an extreme, obviously, but when there's stress on your body, when your body's resting, it's in a recovery mode. That's when your body does its healing. So sleep is really important. I know that when I've been in the worst kind of pain from my arthritis or nerve pain, makes it really hard to sleep. And it's like your body is crying out for you to get some rest so that it can start doing its job of repairing and helping you heal. So, you know, we have to honor how sleep plays a part in recovery. The next thing on my list is napping. And people, I love a nap. I am the queen of the nap. I will set a timer, 35-minute timer for a nap. I will take a disco nap, a 15-minute nap. And really, I can get some Z's if I'm napping. I used to work in my husband's office, and I'm a terrible employee. And sometimes after lunch, I would get underneath my desk and take a nap. And one time I was discovered, and it has never lived down, 25 years later, but I don't care. I think napping is vitally important. When I travel with people who don't know me, I'm like, it's nap time. I just went to St. Louis with my friend Peggy, and we had a great weekend, went to see Eric Church in concert, and I was like, I'm going to go to the room and take a nap. You know, I'll talk to you in 2 hours. Like, I'm not ashamed of it. I love napping. And I like to put on an eye mask and really get into the nap zone. Like, it's dark and I'm comfy and got a little blankie and whatever it takes. I'm into it. Now, the thing that everyone talks about with sleep is the restorative power of sleep. And when you're on a wellness journey, or you're on a fitness journey, or you're just on a health journey, or you're just living your best life, sleep is the time to restore your body. It helps with, this is why you should do some skincare at night. This is when your body's doing its best work. This is probably why I look 200 years old, because I do not do skincare at night. But yeah, it's a restorative thing. It's a way to restore body, mind, and spirit. And I think that's why I'm so obsessed with sleep, because I'm missing out on all of these great benefits of sleep by not sleeping. Now, how do you get sleep if you can't sleep? Well, there's the old prescription pills, Ambien, or what are some other sleeping pills? I don't even know. They used to have something called like Somnex or something like that. But I don't think that's the way, because that's artificial. And sometimes the sleep is artificial. In the old days when I was drinking, I mean, you get tired when you're drunk, or you've, you know, been overserved, or you overserved yourself, and you go to bed and you're like, I'm so tired. You just quote unquote pass out. That is not good sleep. That's terrible sleep. That is not restorative. That's the kind of sleep where you're just staying alive so that you can wake up in the morning and vomit. I mean, literally, it's terrible sleep. So I don't drink alcohol anymore. So why isn't my sleep better? I don't know. It's a million-dollar question. All right, so pills, there are prescriptions that you can take if you can't sleep. A lot of people are big on magnesium, like you take magnesium pills, you take a bath at night, which can be very relaxing, I hear. You put like magnesium in the water, in the bath water. I can't take a bath at night. First of all, I could get in the bathtub, but I can't get out. So what am I going to do? Have my husband take me out of the bathtub? I mean, it's just weird. I'm not doing it, okay? I don't put myself in positions like that where I'm stranded and need help. So no bathing for me, but I know people that do take a bath every night as a way to kind of wind down. And they either sprinkle magnesium in their water or they take magnesium pills. I read something where you can get like magnesium like cream and put it on the bottom of your feet and then put socks on. I guess that helps you sleep. Don't know. Haven't tried it. Probably won't. CBD is another thing that's supposed to relax you and help you sleep. Now, whether you're rubbing CBD cream on like achy parts that, you know, because pain will keep you awake. Pain is the most disruptive thing for sleep. If anything hurts and you're uncomfortable with the pain, you're not going to get good sleep. I'm sorry. You're not. It's not happening. And I think that is a big disruptor for me because I sleep on my back like a corpse. I sleep on my back. I have an eye mask on. I have mouth tape on. I have castor oil on my, all over my stomach and in my belly button. I have a weighted blanket on top of me, plus my regular blankets. And I'll wake up because my back hurts, my upper back hurts, my shoulder hurts, my neck hurts. And I'll try to sleep like on my side or adjust myself. But no, I sleep best on my back, but sometimes it's uncomfortable and I'm in pain and that disrupts your sleep. So maybe CBD or marijuana for that part. Now, I know marijuana is so like curated nowadays. You're not just like smoking a doobie. You're going to the dispensary and you're getting like gummies or pills or salves or drops or vapes and all these different ways to take marijuana. And there is a curated type of marijuana that's just for sleep because it helps your body totally relax. Well, my own personal experience with this is the times that I've tried it, it's either made me focus, hyper-focus so much on the parts of my body that are hurting that I can't sleep, or it's made me feel like if I go to sleep, something bad will happen and I won't be able to wake up. So it's not really for me. I used to have this problem on airplanes too. I would never sleep on a flight. I don't care how long the flight was. I literally believed that if I fell asleep, something would happen. Like the pilots are going to need me. I need to be awake, available to jump in and help. Do I know how to fly a plane? No, I don't. But if there was an emergency or something, I feel like it's important for me to be awake. I have a lot of confidence in myself. Very misguided. But now I got over that and I can sleep on long flights. So maybe I should just pretend like I'm flying every night and go to sleep that way. I don't know. there's another thing that happens with sleep is you pretend to sleep. Now, this happens a lot of times if you're unhappy or you don't want to have sex or your kids are bugging you. You pretend to be asleep so they don't bother you. They being children, husbands, significant others, partners, whoever, whatever, however, pretending to sleep. I would never pretend to sleep. I admire sleep. I desire sleep. I want to sleep. I'm not pretending about anything that has to do with sleep. So don't worry about me. I'm either awake or I'm trying to sleep. I'm not pretending to sleep. There is a tea. It's called Sleepy Time Tea. You can drink that. Supposedly that helps you sleep. I don't know. I've tried it. I feel like I've tried everything, but clearly I haven't. But I feel like I have. And, you know, my sleep is just crap. That's just all there is to it. Now, my husband is a sleep Nazi. He has to get 8 to 10 hours of sleep every night. It doesn't matter what is happening in the world, in his life, in our home. Dude's going to get his shut eye. But in order to achieve his recommended daily dose of 8 to 10 hours of sleep and still wake up at 4:45 in the morning, y'all can do the math yourself. He's fallen asleep between 8 and 8:30. Now, I say things like, why don't you start your day at 5:45, get an extra hour so that I could have an extra hour of awake time at night with you. I guess I'm not a very good salesperson because that is not changing. He's very regimented in his sleep. And that's 7 days a week. So he wakes up early Saturday and Sunday as well. He's one of those who's like stalking around the bedroom. When are you going to wake up? Why are you still asleep? It's 8:30. You need to get up. Talk about yourself, okay? I went to bed at 12:30. But I don't say that anymore. Just kidding. I probably do say that. I don't know. Check in with him. Okay. There is scientific evidence that you need to create a sleep regimen, a sleep ritual. And, you know, TikTok, that whole TikTok channel, was all about how it started and got really famous during COVID was the Get Ready With Me videos and then the, you know, Watch Me Do My Makeup videos or Watch Me Take Off My Makeup or This Is My Skincare or Let Me Try On All the Clothes in My Closet, whatever it was. But one of the things that my daughter likes to watch is people's rituals. Now, there are some sleep rituals that I've seen where you prepare for sleep an hour before your bedtime that you've assigned yourself because you're a grown-up. So let's say you want to go to bed at 10 o'clock, which I think is reasonable for most adults, even most working adults. So 10 o'clock's your bedtime. So around about 9 o'clock, you stop with your devices, put your phone away, turn off the TV. Shudder the thought. You go take off your makeup, do your skincare. If you're a guy, do your skincare. Maybe take a shower, put on your cozy pajamas. Prepare your bed, pull the covers back, fluff the pillows, get everything just so. Brush your teeth, put on your night guards. Tape your mouth shut, put on your eye mask, get under the covers, put on your weighted blanket, play like some white noise on a timer for 30 minutes, and you'll be asleep by 10 o'clock, or so they say. Here's my ritual. I put my pajamas on as early as I want to. Usually it's around 6, 6:30, 7 o'clock. So I have my pajamas on. Then my husband and I eat dinner, and then after dinner and after we clean up and everything's tidy and back to normal, we go see what we're watching on TV. Let's pretend there's no sports on. Oh, there's sports on every night. We get on the couch to watch TV. He immediately reclines. That's the death knell right there. Sit up. I sit up. He's got a pillow. He's got blanket. He's reclining. He'll be asleep in 10 minutes. So whatever he said we're watching, I just got to wait 10 minutes. I can change the channel. That's his ritual. The first commercial of whatever we are watching, I go in the back and I pull the bed back is what I call it. I prepare the bed for sleep. I take the decorative pillows off. I pull the covers back. I put our bed pillows in the area. They're supposed to be the one pillow that goes under my knees. I put it at the under the covers, under the sheet, so that when I get in the bed, it's in the right spot. I spread out my weighted blanket. Then we watch a little more TV. Then I say, okay, honey, it's bedtime. He's been asleep for 2 hours, but it's bedtime for me. So we go to bed and, well, brush our teeth, put in our night guards. I put on my mouth tape, put on my castor oil, go get in bed, put our my eye mask on, and we have like a vibration, like noise thing that's on our bed. So it kind of vibrates. It's not like a sexual thing. It's, you know, one of those smart beds. So it's like a vibration, and then you hear it as well. So he goes to sleep in 2.2 seconds after he gets in bed, and I do 200 crunches, which you would think, that no wonder you don't sleep. You're exercising right before bed. It's not that kind of exercising. I'm laying down in the bed doing crunches. I'll show you my six-pack one day. And then, you know, I try to go to sleep. Now, we have had in the past grounding sheets, which I bought these, and you plug them into the grounding part of your outlet, and it's supposed to, through the electromagnetic field, calm you down so you get good sleep. Well, it didn't really work. I mean, I didn't see a change. That's what I'm going to say. I didn't see a change. So I don't have the grounding sheets anymore. I kept the grounding pillowcases for a long time, but then I was like, it's not really working. So you're supposed to have a ritual, okay? You notice that my whole ritual had nothing to do with taking off your makeup because I want to look cute if I have to get up in the middle of the night. Like my sister calls and says, we're going to the ER. You know, I still got makeup on. Something like that. Those are the only kind of emergencies I'm willing to talk about right now. Okay. Another thing about sleep that's very telling is when you sleep in the day. Let's say you don't have a job or you're a student or whatever. Excessive sleeping is a sign of depression. If you're sleeping all night and you're sleeping in the day, you're depressed. And I witnessed this with my daughter. This is when I knew that she was really in trouble with her mental health because she was sleeping. You know, no self-care, a lot of sleeping. And that's depression. And if you're noticing that in your children or your spouse or your sister or your best friend, like, you need to say something and try to usher them towards getting some help. So what have we learned about sleep? Nothing. We haven't learned anything because I don't know anything about it. I don't even know how to achieve it for myself. I think some of these things I talked about really do work. And I mean, if you're a bath person, take a bath. I mean, my mother-in-law takes a bath every night and she says that it's how she like winds down at the end of the day. I don't know. Drink some tea. Take a magnesium pill. Rub some magnesium on your feet. I don't know. But your body eventually is going to tell you when it's time, when you've run out of time, when you got to get some sleep. And we can stay busy doing all the things that life demands of us and still get good sleep. And that's my goal. That's aspirational for me. I am a busy person. Even if I'm not that busy, I feel busy. I got a lot of balls in the air. I like to keep them up there. I hate it when they hit the ground. So, you know, sleep is really important, and I really am trying to work on my sleep. One of these days, I'm going to have a ritual that's foolproof, and then I'll do another episode on sleep. But until that day, da-da-da-da-da. Okay, what else was I going to say? I don't know, but I put some new music in my playlist. I look for new artists all the time, and then I think I discovered them. And I was talking to my daughter last night, and I was like, oh my God, have you ever heard of this singer? And she goes, yeah. She's in my playlist. I listen to her all the time. I go, oh my God, her voice, and she's so pretty. And my daughter's like, and she's like, her videos are so great, and you know, she puts on a great show. And I'm just like, stop it. Like, I wanted to be the one to introduce everyone to this girl, even though I got it from my other daughter's friend on TikTok. And I messaged Karina and I said, I'm playing a song by that girl that you just posted about. And she's like, oh my God, she's so good. And I was like, I love her. So anyways, I have two songs by her. I'm going to play it right now. This is for Karina and for Grace, because apparently I'm a day late and a dollar short to the show. Her name is Sienna Spiro, S-P-I-R-O. She's British, and her voice is magical. Now, the first song I'm going to play by Sienna is called Die on This Hill. So this is Die on This Hill by Sienna Spiro. And begin.
Got me to stay. Said that you need me. Stop, 'cause it's words don't ever mean it. No, they don't. Listen, lie to me. There'll be a day I'll be more creative, a poetic way to say I'm not leaving to the world. Not to your face. I'll take my pride and stand in for you. No, I'm not blind, just seeing it through. You take my life just for the thrill. I'll take tonight and die on this hill. But you wrote the book. I just took a page out to be loved. To be loved and nothing more. And you kept your word. Do you wanna meddle the way that someone leaves this world? So just levels jump.
Isn't that so good? Oh my gosh, it's just a great song. okay, I do have another song by her, but I want to play this other song first. It's called I Shift Energy. And this is a song that when we're being inundated with the news or inundated with life, we need to shift our energy. And I'm going to play this song because it's a vibe. And we need the vibe right now. Okay, get ready. Here we go.
You see, I'm not afraid of darkness. I shifted. I am the queen.
I shift energy. G. You throw shade, I turn it into shine. You send pain, I make it divine. Every scar you tried to give me, I wear it like art, baby, that's alchemy. Your words don't break me, they bend into light. Your doubt just fuels my fire at night. I don't fight, I transmute. I take your chaos, I make it truth. I'm the queen, I shift energy then, and I make it holy. Every wound becomes gold, every no becomes my throne. I shift energy, that's my power. Pain to peace, storm to flower. Every shadow, I make it art. I turn your poison into heart. I shift energy, that's my fire. I rise higher and higher and higher. I shift, I rise, I glow, I heal. That's how I make the darkness kneel. Built temples, they sent lies, I grew petals. They called me too much, I became more. They shut the door, I built the floor. They said you can, I said watch me. They said you're weak, I said that's not me. I danced through pain, I danced through grace. I'm made of storms and sacred space. You see, I'm not against you, I'm just for me. That power is in control, it's creation. So when the world throws trash, I make gardens. When they curse, I make poetry. I shift energy, that's my power. Pain to peace, storm to flower. Every scar is my divine design. Every tear becomes a holy sign. Shift energy, that's my fire. I rise higher and higher and higher. I am the queen, I am the light. But me, I'm you. You have this power inside. Remember, everything you touched, you can transform. That's Imperatrix.
Let's shift our energy, okay? That's what we need to be doing. So I have a few other songs, but this one song that I'm going to play is a country song. It's by a guy named Jackson Dean. And it's just, it's a vibe. I'll probably be dancing around the studio. I didn't bring my camera, so y'all can't see it because it would be a sight. But the song's called Make a Liar. And his name is Jackson Dean. And it's some country stuff, so let's go.
I ain't coming to your house. I ain't crawling in your bed. I don't wanna be the only thing running through your head. I don't want you to want me. You ain't what I need. But baby, please make a liar out of me. Someplace I'd rather be. But baby, please
ain't wanting you to stay. I don't wanna make you mine. Just wanna make a fire so you can make a liar out of me all night. I don't wanna taste what's on your lips. I don't wanna feel your fingertips.
Isn't that such a vibe? His voice sounds so sexy. He's like, okay. Okay, calm down, Danny. I have another song called Let Me Believe. It's by Shoshana Bean. Maybe nobody knows her. Maybe I'm introducing her to the world. If you know her, don't tell me about it, okay? Let me be the one who introduces you to Shoshana Bean. Let Me Believe.
I wasn't trying to see you tonight. That smile on your face says you're doing all right. Last thing I heard, you were hung up on me. Just let me believe what I wanna believe. You make it look easy, I know that's a lie. Seeing me must make you lose your damn mind. 'Cause I know what you're hiding, and I know what I see. Please let me believe what I wanna believe.
Sound like Olivia Newton-John? I hope that's not an insult. I don't know. That's a vibe. I like that song. Okay, I've got two more songs. I've got another Sienna Spiro song, and I also have the song by a group called Broken Trails, and it's called Hate Me All You Want. So I think I might start with Hate Me All You Want and end with Maybe by Sienna Spiro. But let me just say thank you so much for tuning in to Level Up with Danny. We're on KOWS LP 92.5 FM in Occidental, California. Streaming on the web at kowsfm.com. I will be back on the air on March 19th with a whole nother set of hoopla to chat about. I'm going to San Diego tomorrow to visit my daughter, who just moved from her apartment into a home with a backyard for the grand dogs, Bandit and Bentley, and they're very happy there. So that's where I'm off to. Here's Hate Me All You Want by Broken Trails and Maybe by Sienna Spiro. Have a wonderful week.
I was honest to the bone, got burned every time. Spent a lifetime giving kindness to the ones who paid with lies. I bent myself in half just to keep the peace. Learned the hard way, who disappears when you bleed. I gave my best to people who smiled and turned away. Learned real quick what they never say. Life gets heavy when you carry it alone. So I stopped explaining things to people who won't know. Hate me if you want.
I
don't care anymore.
I won't change
who I am just to fit through your door.
Ooh.
It is what it is. I made peace with that.
Zero fucks to give.
Hey, solid ground, I'd rather stand alone with my...
All I-